And now we move on to our favorite segment called What the F Would That Look Like? Each week, we take a hypothetical and discuss what the F would that look like if that were to come true.
What the F would this team look like if Xavier McKinney and Adoree Jackson come back and solidify the Giants' D?
Sacks. Sorry, Tommy.
I think that defensive backfield looks a lot better. That pressure is going to pick up because the guys are just not going to have as many places to put the football. McLeod's not covering people, okay? You have Xavier McKinney, Adoree Jackson covering T.J. Hockenson, covering Justin Jefferson. Is Adam Thielen healthy? They're covering him. You know, we're going to be playing against Michael Pittman in a couple weeks. Not that he's, you know, Jerry Rice by any means, but we'd rather these guys covering number ones and number twos, our upcoming opponents, as opposed to, you know, McLeod, you know, Pinnock. You know, these are guys that are coming off the bench, playing special teams, contributing a little as depth, you know, Jefferson, Landon Collins. I think we get a much improved defense, I think.
Yeah, we're missing the quarterback of our defense, man. Xavier McKinney is that guy for us. He wears the green dot.
I don't know that you take it away from Julian Love after these last couple of weeks, though.
It's tough because only one. It's only one guy on each side of the ball gets it, right?
Correct. Yeah, just one.
I mean, dude, Xavier McKinney, like, dude, I love you, but you really fucked up.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve that level of responsibility. Come back and earn it and maybe get it back next year. But I'm really loving a pun, I guess, intended, damn it, what Love is doing back there. But, Tommy, I will say, with all due respect, McLeod has earned a right to be on this team. Like, you're not happy that he's your number one or number two corner by any means, but a special teams player that none of us knew who the heck he was before the end of the season – yeah, he let up some plays last night, but he was right there. I mean, just some good pitches and catches. Like, I'd be happy to have McLeod be competing to be our, you know, fourth, fifth DB next year. But, yeah, there's no doubt.
Can we look a little better with Adoree Jackson there on that last drive? Where, I mean, the only saving grace there is I thought, wow, these guys are going to score. They're going to leave us a minute and 20 seconds and two timeouts. You know, also they had to get the two-point conversion, but – I Adoree Jackson, does he slow Terry McLaurin down a little bit? Is he covering him a little bit better? I think so. You know, not saying I don't want the guy on the roster, but we got to get these starters back. And I think it also allows Wink to do more of the things that he wants to do, although it's his highest blitz rate, you know, of his career, even more than when he was in Baltimore with what
and,
he does.
No more punt returns for Jackson. Please. What are we doing? No.
I think Richie James has looked better, right? He's come back from the concussion. You know, he let one go last night that, you know, I kind of went, ooh, field position. But you know what? A muff there, and we're giving them the ball inside the 20. So, you know, I'll take it. And what did that lead to? I believe that led to the 98-yard drive. So,
well, great. What, 20 or 30 yard return or what have you, but I don't know why we're talking about Richie James right now. The more important part is, of course, Xavier McKinney and Adoree Jackson solidifies the back end of this defense. Yeah, Jason Pinnock and Nick McLeod have been nice stories. It's great that we're getting some production from them, but there's a reason that they're cast off from other teams that aren't exactly playoff contenders necessarily, or you know, special teamers and undrafted free agents. You look at what this means. What the F would this look like? Is that this would be the closest version of the Giants defense that we envisioned before this season all coming together. Can you imagine the pressure that Azeez, Thibodeau, Leo Williams, and Dexter Lawrence have been applying, and now you add two above-average DBs to this defense right now? A second, a half second is an eternity in the NFL. Now, Darisaw is a very good player, and they have some decent offensive line, but I don't think the Vikings offensive line, they've let up 40 sacks this year. They're not elite.
And Cousins isn't that mobile.
No.
I think they give us a chance. Oh, I think we have a much better chance at going in.
We're only 3.5 point underdogs.
And pulling the upset with those guys on the field and healthy. I don't know if it happens, you know, but if any week they're going to have a letdown, they clinch the division, biggest comeback in NFL history. You know, Matt Ryan's on the other side of history again. So, you know, does Minnesota come out and, you know, lay the egg, I'll take it. I don't think the Giants win, but we'll get to that in a little bit.
Well, Tommy, what a marvelous segue, because that's going to do it for What the F Would That Look Like, and we're going to roll right into Huge Predictions. Huge Predictions is not brought to you by Facilla Automotive, but we're working on it. So if anybody knows their VP of marketing, please hit us up at bigblueallday.com. Tonight on Huge Predictions, we will pick the Giants' Christmas Eve primetime matchup versus the Vikings in Minneapolis.
All right, my huge prediction is, I mean, is it that huge? I don't know, but the Giants' secondary somehow, some way, holds Justin Jefferson under 80 yards.
I love it. I love it.
It's insane, but it's just crazy enough to come true.
I mean, the dude has what?
He's incredible.
He has 1,600 receiving yards on the season. You know, honestly, interestingly enough, as much as I would love that, I would rather see the Giants hold Dalvin Cook to under 80 yards overall. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
After last week's, you know, tackling with Brian Robinson, Antonio Gibson, my huge prediction is the big three of Kirk Cousins, Justin Jefferson, and Dalvin Cook put up 300, 100-plus, 100-plus on the Giants, and it's a sad Christmas Eve for the Giants fans. Enjoy the presents Christmas morning, but I think we're looking at a double-digit loss.
What do you got? What's the score?
27-10.
Oh!
Tough.
Hey! But, hey, if Disciples' prediction comes true, my huge prediction for myself is it's going to be a rough Christmas morning, because I will be riding high on a Giant upset.
A little whiskey in the eggnog there for Santa, Tommy. But it's a bad day when the ever-plucky, optimistic Tommy is predicting a double-digit blowout. So I think, Giants fans, if you want to be optimistic, look at the first half of the game against the Colts. I'll be nervous about the Colts, but be happy that the Vikings looked like they were shitting their pants left and right at every phase of the game against a bad team. If you want a reason to be really nervous about next week, watch the second half of that game where they had the biggest comeback in NFL history, question mark. So my huge prediction is the Giants are going to make this close as hell. But in the end, 35-28 Vikings. Vikes close it out with a TD drive, giving the Giants about a minute to come back. They can't. Turnover on downs in midfield. Giants go down with an all-or-nothing game against the Colts the following week.
There's no way we're scoring four touchdowns.
You heard it here. I can't wait to prove you wrong. Still won't get to 30, though. Will not get to 30.
Do we improve our wide receiver core and take a look at Sammy Watkins if we can get a waiver claim in on him?
I mean, it's worth a shot, but like
he's even in Green Bay, they thought maybe they had something. In Kansas City, he's not the guy. So is he going to come in here where he doesn't have a number one in front of him and a number two and come in here and be better than the guys that we have out there? I'm sure it comes cheap for him to finish out the year. Maybe gives us a little boost. But I take a shot.
All we have heard is, Aaron Rodgers doesn't have any receivers. The receiver cores are terrible. And they just sent this dude packing. I mean, sure, kick the tires on him, but I wouldn't really be overly optimistic. At this point, let's give, you know, Isaiah Hodgins the burn. And, you know, roll with the guys that have got us here this far. But, you know, we'll see if he's willing to take an absolute cheap nothing deal to try and play this season. But all right, gentlemen, let's not bicker over who killed who. And let's just end tonight with the fact that the NFL simply is not aware. The Giants are young.
They're aggressive.
They're improving.
New York.
Football.
Giants.
God, I love that. For the Disciple and Tommy, I'm Mac. We're Big Blue all goddamn day. Good night.